From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Gladys Aylward, The Adventure of a Lifetime by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Back Up the Tracks. Gladys Aylward pulled herself up to her full 5-foot height as she peered over the edge of the wooden train platform. Eerie flashes of orange light lit up the sky and the forest to the east. Loud cracks of gunfire and the boom of cannons rolled through the darkness. Ahead lay the railroad tracks. Even though the train had rumbled down them less than an hour ago, they were already covered with the powdery snow that continued to fall, blanketing everything. Gladys pulled her fur coat tight around her and shuddered. She didn't want to step off the platform and begin her trek, but she had no choice. The only reason she had no choice now was that she had refused to get off the train earlier when asked to, and the frustrated conductor had allowed her to stay on board as the train wound its way through the Siberian forest. Now Gladys chided herself for being so stubborn and not getting off the train in Chita as everyone else had. But she'd thought that every mile traveled down the line was a mile closer to China, and it was. But it was also a mile traveled farther into a war zone. It had all looked so easy back at Muller's shipping agency in Haymarket, London, where the clerk had traced out the route on a map. Over the English Channel.